This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor and they're dead to us. So head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code professionalcasual at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like order for like paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks.
Welcome back to a Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. This is episode 261.
Ted Nuggets.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
On this episode of Alienate Our Viewership.
How's everybody?
I'm all right. I'm filled with Italian ice.
Oh, yeah. You were just eating that. I'm full of pizza.
I'm going to be full of jelly beans here soon.
Oh, I'm so excited for jelly beans. Thank you, Tao.
Tao sent a box to P.O. Box Good, West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
P.O. Box Good, P.O. Box G.
And it says, PCN crew, happy Easter. Here is a little something for you for spring. Snacks and a couple weird things in the bag. You get to decide who gets what. Should be fun to watch, except for a canister. That is Danny's comfort food, special for the wounded. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah, he's been asking in the Discord the other day if Danny got her comfort food yet, and it was, I'm very curious what this is.
I think it's these.
Oh, yes! She loves those things. What are they called?
Pirouettes.
Pirouette.
Which I can't do in my current state, so thank you. I will eat it instead.
Can you just pirouette with your other foot?
I'm not left-footed.
So this is like the best box Tower ever sent.
Pirouetter.
Because I love everything fucking in here. There's these lemon white chocolate Milano cookies that some asshole just ripped into.
He sent us open cookies?
No, but I walked through my living room yesterday and I saw this ripped open like this, and only a monster would open it like this. And Lindsay opens like boxes of cereal and stuff like this, so I assumed it was her. So I started to yell at her, and then she said it was me the night before because I was really high on a bunch of medicine that the doctors gave me for having my tooth pulled. And I was like, did I really do that? And she was like, yeah. And then you ate a bunch of that. You ate a lot of candy last night. I was like, oh, that's why my tummy hurts.
It's a great thing to do right after you got a bunch of dental work.
Yeah, right. So there's those. There's some Lindor Neapolitan truffles.
I'm really curious about these. I want to see what is there a strawberry?
Do you think that maybe, Tim, do you think that maybe you need like some physical barrier to stop you from like doing dental crimes to yourself?
Probably.
Yeah. What is it? Even if you know there's stuff in the house, you told me before that you
will. I will tear it apart.
You said you'll root it out like a badger.
Like a truffle pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like a door wouldn't be enough. You'd need like a dam or something.
Oh, no. And if there's a lock, I'm going to break it.
You're not picking up what Ben's saying at all.
Oh, I wasn't.
I actually
mostly listening. What would you say?
Well, oh, it's a joke that you've made several times in the past. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, nice. It's
fine. We'll see if viewers can pick up on it, or listeners, or either, really.
I ate.
So apparently these truffles, there's all three in each. I thought it'd be like chocolate ones and vanilla ones and strawberry ones. It looks like it's all at the same time, so I'm going to eat one.
There's also four chocolate bunnies, two white fudge, and two chocolate ones of varying color. One's missing its ears. I did not open this. And there's another bag of those truffles. And these are really good. I don't know who got into these either, but there's only a few left.
These are really good. I don't know who got into them.
They're
lemon Kit Kats?
Lemon crisp Kit Kats.
I think at one point this box of stuff got really hot because I opened up my truffle and it's like, ooh, melted.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm still going to eat it, but.
Pretty chewed.
And then, Dan, these are really exciting. I don't really like Peeps, but they got blue raspberry icy Peep.
I mean, I would try a blue raspberry Peep. Peeps either, but I'll try it.
And then there's probably the best jelly beans ever, Starburst jelly beans. And look at how unopened these are. I didn't touch these.
I'm impressed.
Even when I was on all them drugs.
He called me and asked for permission to touch them, and I told him no.
And then, thanks, Ben.
Unlike the last time Tao sent Cadbury cream eggs, these actually made it here.
All five of them?
All five of them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That box isn't even open.
It's not even open. It is completely sealed. And then there's...
So what did you eat a lot of? She said you ate a lot of candy that night, but so far it's just the Milano lemon cookies. Oh, and the Kit Kats.
Tao... Yeah, because I guess we're talking about this and Tao would call me out. There was a smaller case of Cadbury eggs that was like 20 of them, but they were tiny. I ate all of them. And
not at all those.
And there was another bag of jelly beans that were the Brax jelly beans and they were spiced. And I ate a few and I was like, oh, these are all, even the red ones are bad. And I don't know what happened to them. I don't.
You just ate the rest anyway.
No, because most of them were, I mean, some of them were good. And then there's this, which so normally like when Tao sends things, they get broke.
Yeah, a bunch of broken glass.
This actually looks pretty intact. I don't know if they're supposed to go to anyone in particular, but they're
a did mention magnets.
Bunch of magnets. One says, I'm not rude. I just say what everyone else is thinking. One says, spoiled dogs and their household staff live here. Another one says, I pair well with wine. Oh, there's a lot. That one's sharp. Okay, one broke a little bit.
Jeez.
Dog mother wine lover. I may be wrong, but I doubt it. That was good. You are my favorite person to annoy. I'm silently correcting your grammar. I almost said that wrong. And I'm getting really tired of food having calories.
Preach.
Are all the magnets.
That last one is legit.
And they're from the Sparrow's Nest, which is like a house for birds.
And bird accessories.
And bird accessories. So anyone want a Cadbury cream egg? I want a Cadbury cream egg.
Dan? Back into them, man.
What?
You want an egg?
I'll probably eat it later.
Okay.
It's very rude of you to offer me, knowing that I can't get any of them. And I respect you for that rudeness.
Only Ben would like that.
It's how I know... It's the knife is not yet coming.
Ben, I'm trying to put it in the camera for you.
This is further evidence that the knife is not yet coming. Because we're still on jokey terms.
You can hear the egg bumping into Tim's camera there. Bonk, yeah. Bonk. So thank you so much, Tao. We really, really appreciate it. I'm going to eat too much candy tonight.
Oh, I like
and
jelly
it's
beans.
All because of you. Tao is one of our King Ding Doppeldongers.
That's right.
Went over to patreon.com/professionalcasual and he supports us there as well as supports our sweet tooths. All of this.
I love it when our patrons support our sweet teeth.
Iron Maze, Rob, and X-Paxis. And then we've got Bicon, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Leroy, Otis, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper.
Get wrecked. You're wrecked, Todd.
Sorry, Todd. Cliff Jumper. Velicenda. Speaks with the Wind. I just saw Todd, too, at Adepticon. I love that guy. He's such a great dude. Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, and our newest cake sitter, Cord.
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 Cordix.
I think VR. Cord added me on Marvel Rivals, or it's a name that looks like Cord, but I accepted it.
I recognize that name.
So I don't know if that's actually Cord or not. But
so we know Cord. I don't know if Cord like listens to stuff outside of the. He's on the streams all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or they are, which is pretty awesome. Thank you, everybody, that's gone over to patreon.com/professionalcasual. You want to support us? Other ways you can always send Tim feet pics to 603-3235.
Don't send them there.
Send pictures of your dog. He likes that, actually.
Or your urethra.
Wow.
You'd rather the urethra than the feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Depends on the arrow it is.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
That's fair. Wow.
Because then it's kind of a fun guessing game. You know what I mean? Is this an esophagus? Is this a urethra? Is this a... Like, I don't want any of the exterior of the urethra area. Only internal pictures only.
Okay, that is weirdly better.
Send them your dog or send them your
dogs. Oh, no,
dogs.
It isn't.
No, it isn't. Well, if it's an internal picture, it's just the inside of
tube. That raises so many more questions than if it's external.
Oh, because then it'll look like that scene in Naruto where they're fighting inside that frog throat because Jiraiya can summon people. Like
scene where you're wondering who got a camera that small and put it in there.
Oy.
which one of our patrons burgled some equipment from their medical job is no better.
It's really slow.
Are you trying to pour the... Oh, he's pouring the cream out of the Cadbury egg into his mouth, but it wasn't working. It
wasn't working.
Stop licking the egg and looking and making eye time.
I'm tongue punching that.
My God, I cannot talk tonight. Whew.
Yeah. You want to just stop recording?
No, we need to do this.
Oh, okay.
I wonder, do you have a Wonder Ball Kit Kat left? I wonder if you dip that Kit Kat in that egg hole.
I don't have 3 Kit Kats over here. Did I give you one already?
You gave me one.
Oh, yeah.
They're delicious.
You want to dip the Kit Kat in your egg hole?
Yeah.
No.
Why do you say no?
Because then it's going to make all kinds of noises in the...
You don't know how sloppy my egg hole is and what noise it's going to make.
Oh, my God. Happy Easter. I mean, this episode will come out a couple of weeks after Easter, but...
Oh, look at that.
Gush. Time of recording, Easter is 2 days away.
Look at that.
It's dripping over the edge.
I can already see it getting blurred out on YouTube.
Oh, look at that yolk.
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 All right. You just killed a big demon dog.
Oh, we did?
We haven't played in like 8 years. So little recap, you were following pigeons through the city and you met the pigeon keeper guy. Want to start a pigeon guild. You guys loved him.
That guy.
That was the last episode I edited. It was really funny how Tim was like, I hate this guy and I don't know why. It's not often that you are stricken speechless.
I felt like that pinball wizard.
The deaf, dumb, and blind kid?
Yeah.
Sure plays a mean pinball.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it was because I think you felt out shticked in the moment.
I broke my Kit Kat. I
saw you jumped. But he gave you some tips to go to a place with a bunch of crates and wagons and stuff, and you found... I forgot the name now. Something Haulage. Windhund Haulage. And you all found different ways to sneak inside, which I thought was pretty awesome. Webby encrated himself. Mina just snuck in. And
thank you for using the proper terminology for my method.
It's also the name of the last episode. Encrated. And Lucky just teleported in. And I thought I had him in a great moment because he was surrounded by zombies immediately. And then he remembered he has a magic staff. That means zombies won't go near him.
I remembered you got reminded.
I think you remembered.
He externally remembered something.
Yeah, that was a lot more suction than I was expecting.
That was gross. Or maybe you said something I remembered and I couldn't be a bad GM enough to be like, oh, I forgot they attack you. Cause like, if I legitimately forgot, that'd be one thing, but I couldn't lie about it. Each made your way down to the basement separately. And then together fought a giant demon dog. That was pretty awesome. That was a pretty cool fight. I liked it a lot. There was somebody else in the room that was also casting spells at you, and whatnot. I think did a little bit. And we ended as Mina just, shish kebab the dog. And I believe it kind of fizzled away since it was demonic.
Oh, yeah, because you got treason and zinch on Mina, right?
That's what it was, yeah. Because I think I got a fate point out of her because she couldn't use any skills or talents. She was just rolling on basic weapon skill. And
I love that spell.
Agility and stuff. It was pretty great. I tried to cast that one time before and wasn't able to.
No, you did, because then I threw a bunch of bottles about it because I couldn't cast no spells.
Is that the one?
Threw a bunch of bottles about it.
Oh, that's right, because that's why you were reduced to shooting your arrow, bow and arrow, and then throwing bottles randomly. Because that was very effective.
It was.
The hard counter to Treason of Zinch is not having any skills worth rolling.
That's so good.
Just a little fun fact for you there.
It's like a built-in mortal enemy.
Right?
Oh, god damn, I love Cadbury cream eggs.
Speaking of mortal enemies, I want to be yours. I mean, let me go. I want to go find the guy. He took a back exit, so I think I'm going to follow. And it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I'm trailing gendarmes behind me.
You're trailing what?
He's got an arm.
I got gendarmes. Pikemen. the local constabulary.
I don't...
Dennis's. These are all the same word, Dan.
I'm not following.
The brute squad.
Me.
The people with muscles who don't want me here.
Oh, just the other two.
Yeah. No, I don't mean you two.
The people that came in with him. Remember, he had like guards chasing him because he kept eating sandwiches in front of him as he walked by or whatever.
And because you insist on me rolling stealth and not lore anatomy, they now know that I'm down here.
Oh, you did get caught as you like ran through the warehouse, right?
Yeah. So I got a swarm of Dennis's on my six.
I did forget about that.
I need to jump into this hole here and say hello to my new blood brother, some cultist with a weird arm, I assume.
Another one? All right, so you...
I'm collecting them. I'm going to be like Dr. Octopus.
Nice. So you go into the room that the dog had come out of, or almost all the way out, I think. You'd kind of been blocking the way. And yeah, you realize that the guy, whoever was in there trying to cast spells and whatnot, is not there anymore. So it's this bed chamber... and study looks like it's a room with about 20 by 20 feet. Give me a quick, we'll say just lucky to roll me an easy lore Reichland test.
So I'm rolling on a 97. So that's going to be 7 success levels.
Wow. Okay. Lucky?
Yeah, like a lot. I rolled a 33, and I'm testing on a lower Reichland on a 90 even. Yeah.
So oh, wow.
Six.
Okay. Yeah, so this, it's decorated in an Arabian fashion.
Hmm.
So, like, you walk in, and it seems very foreign, but you'd be like, this looks like it's all stuff from Araby. So there's a large, opulent bed, a comfortable chair, a desk, a large bookcase. The bed is covered in pink, blue, and black silks. A large array of skulls engraved with sigils, some of them decidedly not human, adorn niches in the room's walls.
Is there any, like, any magic smell and stuff in here?
A sickly, sweet, heavy scent lingers in the air. You can see a fair bit of dar in here.
I'm going to start going through stuff.
I think I'm going to take to the documents and bookcases with a fervor.
As you're looking through, I want you both to make a challenging perception test.
3. Positive.
Nice.
3 positive.
You realize it's really quiet in here now that the big demon dog is dead. And like you hear people kind of yelling upstairs in a confused way, obviously. But you also hear like kind of like echoing footsteps getting further away.
Further away?
Yeah.
Ah. From what direction?
How many success levels do you have?
3.
To the west.
Didn't we see him trail off in that direction? Maybe this is a fake wall?
Yeah, probably.
Lucky, run face first into it as fast as you can.
No. You've tricked me with that before, and I know it doesn't always work.
Do you want to make
another... But if it does work this time, you'll feel like a good boy.
Oh, that is true.
His billowy clothes make it so he cannot get enough speed.
Oh, that's, I do have a lot of wind resistance.
Yes.
If anybody wants to make another average perception test to figure out where he may have gone, that's a lot of dice.
It was.
4 success levels.
I also got 4.
I mean to do.
I got nice. Which nice. Is 0 positive.
Yeah. Oh, because average.
Yeah. Oh, average. 2 more than whatever I said.
Okay. So you all realize that this like bookcase in the southwest part of the room is like on a hinge and you can open it up.
Do the books have comedically fake names like written by IP Freely, that kind of thing?
No, they all seem the books on the shelf seem pretty legit. And with all these perception tests, Lucky, you would recognize a grimoire.
Hell yeah.
And for books about demonology and necromancy.
Yes.
Boring.
Want them all. What's in the grimoire? What's
and like a bunch of letters.
Yes, also.
Some are ciphered.
What spells are in the book?
I don't know, man.
What is this?
You gonna stop and read them all?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna like look at the titles, yeah, probably.
I think we have to scoop them all into a bag. I don't want this guy getting away. I have questions for him.
Yes, I am interested in this particular title. This is The Diary of Hugh Janus. I need to bring this one with me.
Oh, Janus is a prolific writer in his chosen field.
If you take a look at the things quick before you potentially go down through this hidden way, you see that there's no like name signed, but letters, as far as you can tell, taking a glance at this, it seems like the letters 2 are signed BVB and then backwards.
Venereal disease.
And then those coming to this location are signed BK.
BK Thunder?
So close.
Oh, VB is Vizier Bar, I believe.
Yep.
He's the one who signed the I don't know, letter that we saw.
And that would click really easily for Webby because that's clearly like an Arabian title of some kind of vizier you've heard of before as like a advisor. And then
yeah.
Bar, you figure is BHAR, must be his name.
It was BV, and what was the other one?
BK. Have it your way.
Bonky Kong. BK.
Bonky Kong.
Bonky Kong is here.
My grandpa used to call it Donkey Kong, and I always thought that was really funny.
I like that a lot.
Bonky Kong is
one of my friends used to call him Conky Ass Dunk.
Bonky Kong is like the secondhand, you know, the one, the video game that you can get at like Aldi or something. Like that. Aldi. That's like Howdy Cat, like Bonky Kong.
Oh, you mean Tony Hawk?
Yes.
Okay.
Super Marscapone?
What? That's good. But yeah, you can grab all this stuff if you want to head out through that hidden way.
Yeah.
Yes, and I love crawling through secret caverns. Let's go.
Secret tunnel.
So as soon as you go through this hidden door, you see you're like in the undercity tunnels that you've been in before. You know, this is like the level below the sewers.
There's a level below the sewers?
You've been in this type of place before.
Yeah.
So like, you know, there's like the surface and then there's like basements and whatnot. And then there's the sewer below. That's the undercity.
Oh, okay.
Or, that it's just kind of as it's known. So like these are the upper tunnels.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's, you know, let's skedaddle while also figuring out what spells are in this grimoire.
Well, I think we're going to need the assistance of our magical hunting dog here. Lucky, sniff around for those magical leavings that he made so we can trail him.
Yeah, I'll wet my eyebrows or whatever to make me more in tuned.
Wet your eyebrows?
Well, yeah, that way I can feel the magical flow better on my face.
So what are you doing?
Like this?
No, I mean, to do what test?
It's like licking your finger and sticking it in the air to see which way the wind is going.
Yeah, except it's eyebrows. You know, channeling.
Why channeling?
I don't know, I feel like when I've tried to look for things in the past like that, you say roll channeling.
Oh, somebody can make average navigation.
Oh.
Because you can see the tunnel starts to branch pretty quickly.
Right, but which one smells like his, you know, stuff?
You don't know.
Why not? I wet my eyebrows.
Is navigation a basic skill?
Yes, 2 success levels.
Whoa.
I assisted.
My chaos also 2 sense is success levels.
Okay, so not too shabby. I need some dice. I need some dice. So you start running along, trying to catch up to, you don't really hear the feet anymore. That the sound of it dissipated too quickly as the tunnel started branching, but you heard, you did hear him run down this little, like there's like a, you know, 20 or 30 yards of the tunnel leading to his room before it starts branching into all kinds of different paths.
Well, how many directions are there?
How many branches?
A whole bunch. But you're pretty certain that you took the right one.
Okay, nice.
Here, with those success levels. Is Webby going first here, since you were...
I think I'm an eager beaver. I think I'm probably going first.
All right, give me a hard minus 20 perception test.
Nope.
Do it!
I mean, okay. Oh, how's a 98 for you?
Ooh, that sounds like an auto fail.
Bar, bro.
So then give me a quick difficult minus 10 athletics test as you slip on some slippery surface down here.
Okay. Oh, boy. That's a fail.
No, Webby.
Oh, no. You take fall damage.
And what?
You fall 0 yards.
Oh, it was nice knowing you, pal.
So you take 5 minus toughness bonus damage.
Ouchies.
And you suffer from a besmirched condition.
What does that mean?
Excuse That's you? New.
Besmirched.
This is a new condition that reflects the fact that a character has become covered in noisome filth. Any character gains a prone condition while in a filthy environment, such as sewer, also gains a besmirched condition. You count as brass 1 for purposes of status, and any fellowship-based tests suffer from a penalty of minus 2 success level.
Of course he's still a higher status than me.
In addition, any besmirched character who suffers wounds must pass an average dirt test or contract a festering wound.
Ooh.
Can only be removed by washing in clean water. So you slip and fall on the ground here and become besmirched.
This is not the filthiest I've encountered in my line of work. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Just maybe a different kind of filthy.
I'm much more concerned with the amount of corn that the populace of this city seems to eat.
And not digest, specifically.
Yeah, this is a cheap crop.
Luckily, you didn't fall, like, into the effluent stream, but, you know, it's still gross down here.
I almost died.
No, I aimed for that brick wall.
Oh, you're not in the sewers right now, but it's still, like, things seep through and it's still nasty. Muddy.
That is the name of my punk cover band, Effluent Stream.
Nice.
So we continue on trucking?
I assume maybe you help Webby up or Webby gets up and you keep going.
You could assume that.
As you go, the ceiling drops to about 3 feet. That's so your movement becomes halved and all physical skill tests are 2 steps more difficult than normal. So if something would typically be, like if we got into combat and it would be challenging, it would become hard instead.
Okay.
And you continue on, there's nothing else that happens to you directly, but the ceiling is very low.
We're gonna have to sidewinder through this.
Yeah.
This guy is a high up, but I don't remember what exactly we want him for.
Well, you know, just to see if he feels bad about what he did and maybe, you know, wants to...
Yeah, but what did he do? We just had some word that he's connected to the hand, right?
You found those things that he signed as a member of the Purple Hand.
It said, but I don't think that this particular missive from the Graf was... it wasn't like in response to any like dirty deeds done cheaply or otherwise. It was just... it was just like... You know, the Purple Hand's probably still around. You better get... Round them up. Figure out what's going on.
Well, we found that the different like heads of the Purple Hand were like coming together and there was the different branches and stuff. And this guy's probably one of the leaders or, you know, head honchos of one of them. Terribilisi or something.
Right, but this wasn't like a, here is your mission. Find this guy. Go rough up a church formal in order to... This one was just kind of a generic, see what's going on with the Purple Hand, right?
Weren't we checking out this, like, dock place for a specific reason? Like, we came here because we were following the telescope that was pointed to the birds, and there were a bunch of birds here, and we were following them birds because...
Yeah, but I don't remember why we
cared. Because I like birds.
Because the birds were carrier pigeons for the messages.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'll step back to you... Schutzman sent you to the place where you found the telescope and everything. It was found, the address was found in papers from the defector, Yarmund.
Right, okay. So this is a thread from the defector inspector.
Yeah. So this place, the original place was associated with kidnappings and as a safe house of some kind.
That's right.
For
that's
the, right. That's the Purple Hand.
I had the word safe house and no related context in my notes.
Yeah, fair. So as you continue on through the super low ceiling, all of a sudden it opens up into a big room and you feel this like whoosh of air as you basically come up to a huge pit. And you can see there's like a walkway all around the outside of it. And like there's a few levels down. Like if you can look down, there's some like torches and things for light. And every 30 or 40 feet, there's like another like ring around the outside of this pit where you can see some figures moving about and whatnot.
Like multiple figures, like more than one figure.
Yeah. It says it's a narrow, vertiginous cavern which drops several hundred feet straight down. It's lined with scrap wood platforms, old ropes, and makeshift ladders. Several iron chains are attached to cranks and ratchets near the top of the cavern. Iron cages are attached to each of these chains and around 50 feet below, which are used to hold captives. And you see two of these cages have people in them.
Oh, there.
Well, I think we figured out we got another piece of evidence on that whole kidnapping thing.
Yeah.
I guess this might be where they ended up. Maybe they needed the manpower to do some, I don't know. What requires manpower in a pit exactly?
Dirty deeds.
Done cheaply or otherwise? Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Well, everybody give me a challenging perception test from up here. So you're like above the, then there's nobody on your level.
Two success levels.
No.
Negative two success levels.
So just Webby?
What do you mean?
You said two success
levels? That's plenty.
Yeah, fair. Only one of you really need to pass it. So you see these figures down below. You see one looks like a rather large man in robes. The rest are pretty clearly skaven.
Oh, gross.
Skulking about. You can see their long tails.
Does the guy in robes remind me of the guy in robes that we just trounced dog-wise back in his study?
I'm not sure if you ever got a view of him, but you could pretty well assume that that's who this is. And you can see he's talking with the Skaven down there.
Okay. How do we want to play this? Because you can't tell us anything about the broader organization if I kill him.
That's true.
But it would be very easy to kill him from this distance, I assume.
Maybe this new grimoire has something that can help.
Take a look.
Yeah.
So you see it's a collection of demonology and necromancy spells.
Hell yeah. What do I got? What can I summon?
There's destroy lesser demon.
Dope.
Detect demon. And manifest lesser demon.
What are the TNs on these bad boys?
I don't know.
Well,
I can find out in a minute. Do you want the necromancy spells, or do you already have like all the necromancy spells in other books?
No, most of those got confiscated. Wait, so there were three grimoires, or each one of these is a grimoire, or
he's got one grimoire with there's a few different lores of spells in here.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which is probably like, wait, what? You don't typically see grimoires like that.
Yeah, obviously he's bilingual.
Necromancy. There's raise dead.
Hell yeah, okay.
Reanimate.
Beautiful.
And Screaming Skull.
Can I get a fuck yeah?
TNs, real quick. Destroy Lesser Demon is 6.
Okay.
Detect Demon is 4. And these are
doubled when I'm casting Monogram.
Yeah, these are not the doubled values. And Manifest Lesser Demon is 8.
That's all?
Raise Dead is 8. Reanimate's 8. And Screaming Skull is 8. Those are easy.
Okay, cool. Can you just tell me what Screaming Skull does?
It's a... Is it a magic missile? Yes. So you blast a... It says, you shriek the high-pitched words of the spell and a large black skull wreathed with greenish-purple flame forms before you, then flies forward screaming, cackling as it goes. The skull moves in a straight line for the spell range, following the contours of the land, passing through any obstacles in its way. Screaming Skull is a magic missile that only affects targets without the undead creature trait. It has a damage equal to your willpower bonus. And they must pass any suffering wounds from the spell must pass a challenging cool test or take a broken condition.
Ooh.
As they're scared by the Screaming Skull.
Okay, so it's AoE. Or not AoE, but it's lightning. It's lightning bolt dart.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool.
But yeah, it can pass through things as well. But you have to. It's definitely not a spell you can cast subtly. You have to scream.
Oh yeah, it's also a spell I got 16 success levels to pull off.
That's true.
So there's that part too.
Okay, so can we go back to the layout of this place? Because I don't really have it in my mind's eye yet. What is the what's the environment here? And like, how far down are these Skaven / robed man?
So I explained it a little off there. Is that basically you're at the edge of a circular pit. With like, you know, there obviously there's like bedrock above you as well. And you're on like a rickety wooden like scaffolding basically around the inside of the pit that swirls all the way down as far as you
can. Like a spiral staircase?
Yeah.
And we're at the top of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And where are the robe? Where's the robe guy in Skaven's? And how many are there?
They're a good 50 feet down or so, like straight down, so you'd have to wind around once or twice. So you're in a pretty good spot where they clearly haven't noticed you yet. And down there, there's like a platform where you can see the cages can be lowered down to there to be like emptied or filled or whatever. But all the cages are at like differing heights right now.
How many Skaven are there?
You can see 6. At the moment.
How close are they together?
pretty close. They're all kind of chittering.
Just asking for a friend.
They're within, what is it, 3 yards of each other?
You don't say. Ladies and gentlemen and Lucky, my time has come. I think that I'm going to open negotiations.
I'm gonna have everybody make a quick average intuition test.
Rich, 3 success levels.
3 success levels.
0 positive.
Okay, so you all realize you could get the drop on them here. 6 Skaven and 1 wizard isn't that big of a deal to this group, probably. But you also think we are below the sewers right now, and you would have to go even lower down where they are to fight. Where there are 6 Skaven, there are almost certainly more. And then Webby and Mina, with a bit more success levels there, kind of also think like, you know, hucking a bomb at them would very much reduce the stability of this platform.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who's saying about
hucking a bomb?
Yeah, don't.
I made an intuition test as well. I think I passed.
I mean, so legitimately, though, like, we're only like a step onto this platform, correct?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Just a couple things to think about in case players didn't think of those things.
All right. Check it out. Can I get a better understanding of how destabilized this will get if I chuck the bomb? Reminding you that trade engineering is kind of my whole thing.
You do have trade engineering. Depending on the blast, like, it probably wouldn't like make the whole thing fall down. But seeing Skaven here, you are not well versed in Skaven engineering. It could be better. It could be worse than human engineering. You don't really know. You figure they're not like directly below you, so what you're gonna blow up isn't like right where you are, but it's not without risk.
I don't see how you could not take an opportunity when presented in this form.
I don't see it. I don't see another way to do this. I
think his hands are tied, really, at this point.
Webby. Yeah, this is kind of entrapment by the GM.
Yeah,
entrapment.
Yeah, you have to tell us if you're a GM.
I am.
Oh, well, shit.
Got him.
All right, time to open negotiations. Once I do this, we're probably going to have a pretty limited window to try to save prisoners and leave. So let's try to do that.
Okay. With our perception checks, do these Skaven look like they have ranged weaponry?
You're not sure. You didn't get high enough success levels there. You only had a couple.
Okay.
They're pretty far away. It's dark.
And how far away are those cages? Are they in between us and them?
Yeah, they're like all the cages are at different heights, but they're like all suspended out in the middle of this.
But the two with people in them?
Yeah.
Are in between us and them?
Yeah.
Like by half our way?
I'll just say halfway.
So 25-ish yards? Yeah. Okay.
So you can see people, but not easy to get to by any means.
Well, I mean, if you were to distract them with your blather and negotiations, I could potentially fly down there and bring them people up.
I'm not very blatherworthy at the moment because I am covered in refuse. And although I would think that would make me a better negotiator with Skaven.
Oh, yeah. Skaven in particular, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not really feeling myself right now.
Oh, okay. You just kept talking about negotiations, so I just assumed.
Well, I do have one other trick in the negotiation barrel, which I'm going to open with as soon as the GM gives me the go-ahead.
I'm curious what your plan is, if it's not just hucking a bomb.
Oh, I mean, that's the core of the plan.
Okay, it's kind of what I...
If I'm being honest. The way I see it, you know, shock and awe. We start off with a bomb. Mina can advance to keep them busy, and Lucky can aid the prisoners. I guess me and Lucky once I get done with this bomb thing.
So we'll create a big distraction.
Yeah.
It'll be distracting in a manner of speaking, yes.
Okay.
Do I have enough time to aim?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to aim, and then I'm going to let loose.
All right, so you got to light this bomb. And, you know, it's got a fuse, so you take a moment to aim, and it's going... So I'm going to roll a couple perception tests to see if they notice that first.
Failed.
Okay. They don't seem to notice as you're taking aim with this bomb ready to throw. I'm going to say we're not really in combat. I'm going to have you... I think aiming gives you plus 20. Make it an average test as well.
Why don't I make it a very easy test by just not caring which one you hit?
Oh, yeah, it's... And they stack, right? So I aimed and it's into a group. Although I guess it's a bit of distance, so maybe, I don't know. I don't know how you want to roll that one, GM.
Because you're going to be... Well, so you got to throw it at least one, like, increment of your range, like, over your range. Instead of making it very easy, it'll just be easy. Plus 40.
That seems fair.
So still plus 60 with the aim?
No, altogether.
Oh, altogether. You're going to take off 40 for one range increment?
What?
I mean, I still got four success levels, so I think we're okay.
Is throwing into a group like that only plus 40?
I don't remember.
I have the sheet right
here. I thought six or more was very easy.
Average.
Oh, it's only average?
Easy is 7 to 12.
Ah, well, there's six Skaven and one wizard.
All right, so four success.
I don't want to hurt the wizard. I need him to teach me stuff.
Is this one of the bombs or an incendiary?
Oh, this is a bomb.
Okay.
You're gonna light a bunch of wooden bridges on fire? That would be extremely reckless.
We're all gonna die.
All right, do you have the stats for that bomb?
I'll find them.
Damage plus 5. I thought it was more than that.
Blast 5. Dangerous impact.
Impact. Is that the... No, that's impale. What is impact? I don't remember what that one does.
Is that on your GM screen?
No, it doesn't have...
Damage is plus 12.
That's what I thought.
Blast 5, damage plus 12.
Oh, shoot. I just closed the book and exited. Up in arms said plus 5. I was like, that doesn't seem right.
No, it's plus 12. It's blast 5.
So what's impact?
I hear about impact hits all the time on Bearders and Skulls.
You love impact hits because you have to roll the hit.
That's right.
You skip right to roll the wound.
Oh, nice.
On a successful hit, add the result of the unit's die to any damage caused by
you. Oh, it's damaging, but you add it, substitute it.
Nice. So you roll a 9.
So you had 4 success levels plus, what was your roll?
It was a 43, so that's a 3.
Okay, so 7. So it's still 19 damage to everything in the blast.
Casual 19.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Let's see. So a couple of...
It's no Mina Kingfisher, but...
I don't know, 19 damage to 7 targets.
Seriously, that's awesome. Look at Webby shining right now.
Right.
So the I'm only effective 1 out of every 4 combats, but every 4th combat, it's really special.
You blow everything to smithereens. So yeah, this thing explodes with, you know, a thunderclap in this tunnel. The cages are shaking. The one guy like wakes up and he's like, a couple of the Skaven get blasted into the pit, and you hear that, like, you see their on fire forms falling down.
Yes.
A couple of them are just blasted apart. And you see, like, in the like smoke and everything, you see the human guy like stumbling down the walkway, clearly injured but not dead.
Perfect.
Just where you want him.
Because he's got a pretty good toughness. And Webby, you or Lucky, you see he's channeling now.
Not anymore.
You can't stop his channeling.
Why not?
Because he's not casting a spell, he's channeling.
Okay, well, I'm going to activate my
trap card.
My fly brooch. I'm going to start flying down with them prisoners.
Okay, so, well, as soon as he throws it, we're going to go into initiative, which would be Webby first, and or Lucky first anyway.
I'm going to activate my fly brooch and I'm going to fly down to the prisoners.
I really appreciate it.
Just reiterated entirely.
It's like 550, right?
Yeah.
So like with a run, you can get like basically right next to him.
Yeah. And that's just a move.
Yeah.
Is it locked? Probably. I'm unlocking.
Wait, what? What are you unlocking?
The cages.
The cages.
Oh, the wizard. I thought you were going after the guy.
No, I'm only going half my move.
Oh, yeah, of course they're locked.
I'll unlock that wizard real quick.
No. Unlock the wizard.
It's unlocked. That's a 10.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. Because I have a bunch of extra success levels there, I'll make it an AoE unlock. I'll unlock them both.
Can you do that?
Nope.
I have to respect the attempt.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the then honesty in your nonsense.
No, you can't make additional targets on personal or touch.
Right.
I think Jim recognized that not only the Skaven, but also the GM was kind of dazzled and distracted by the explosion and was trying to sneak one under the radar.
For real. Okay, so Lucky, give me a quick average endurance test.
Oh, crushed it. 4 or 5. Probably.
So the guy in here, he wasn't the one that woke up.
Okay.
And like screaming. And he, as you open the door, he's like laying there. You could see him breathing before, so it's not like you're gonna open up and he's dead. He's alive, and he opens his eyes and he looks at you, and he's got like bloodshot eyes, and he's got like dark circles around his eyes, and his cheeks are like sunken, and he looks awful. And as soon as he wakes up, he's like and coughs all over you.
Oh.
And he's just like wearing like a loincloth, basically, and there's like bruised and cut all over.
I'm here to save you. Come with me if you want to live.
He kind of like weakly reaches out to you.
Yeah, I'll try to fly him away.
Okay, so you can grab him. We'll say that's, well, you can't grab him yet because the unlock was your action. But okay, then I'm going to roll my, I can do that in Foundry. I'm going to roll my channel here.
I don't remember if you updated my initiative, but it's 35 now. Just letting you know.
Thank you.
No, Elk is still on the...
Yeah, I haven't changed that in a while. Yeah. A couple months at least. So yeah.
I killed her and drank her power.
Bar keeps moving down the walkway thing and it's channeling magic. You can kind of hear him now that it's quieted down in here. You probably have a little tinnitus, but you know. Then it's... Webby, you don't see any surviving Skaven. There's pieces of those that didn't get thrown off the walkway, but there are none alive.
Skaven make notoriously poor Dennises, so I'm not too broken up about that.
That's pretty true.
But we have a bunch of fresh Dennises all over this place, so I'm going to go to the nearest cage and try to maneuver it open. Can I do that?
No, because they only can, you can only reach them without like being over the
pit. Oh, they need to be lowered.
The platform that you just blew up.
They need to be lowered, I see.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll start advancing downward and seeing if I can keep on this this wizard. I got questions.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir or madam.
Excuse me, after you blew him up.
Pardon
Negotiations have begun.
Is the fleeing gentleman within range for me to just...
It would not... It would be... what's it for shooting at long range? Whatever the penalty is for that. It would be over your...
Negative 10.
Okay.
Shooting at so long range 10. Up to double weapon range. Can I move and shoot and not have to take that? But then I would still take
still
a penalty.
Still minus 10, yeah.
You might as well move and shoot then, because then you'll be closer for next round.
That's true.
Let me see if it tells me how. I don't think it actually says how wide it is. Well, it says a narrow cavern, so I'm going to say it's 40 feet from one side to the other. So it would just be, it would be within long range.
Can I ask if there are any hilarious barrels nearby that are just this side of tipping over and rolling down all of the stairs?
Unfortunately, no. Skaven aren't known to leave barrels around like people are.
Be a lot cooler.
People are pretty bananas about barrels.
They are.
If there's one thing Reichlanders love, oh, it is barrels.
It's a barrel.
Barrels.
Okay.
They're like tongs in that way. Everything's a barrel.
Yes, I will.
I'm a little giddy. I got a lot of adrenaline out just now.
I will move a ways into this area, and then I will shoot at this man, hoping to get a limb and not his head.
Okay. Yeah, because you can't pull your blows with ranged attacks.
Right, and I'm not doing a call shot. I'm just...
You're just going to kill him. It's fine. So minus 10 because you moved.
Do you know what I rolled?
Did you roll a crit?
No. I rolled a 14.
Oh, wow.
So minus 10 because I moved. So that puts it to a 54. So I have 4 success levels.
Okay.
Retroactively say you jumped through the air while firing.
Like sideways. Pow, pow, pow.
Okay, so you said 4 success levels, so 12 damage.
And the 41, right arm.
Okay, so that's good. You hit him in the arm. You do see him like stagger from that. And roll me a D100.
40.
So probably not dead. Oh, I forgot I accidentally closed up the arms.
I'll take it.
I had to open it up again.
That was some keen negotiating tactic.
The arm, what'd you get? 40 something?
40.
Just 40.
Just a 40.
See, you would take one wound, but he does fall prone at this shot. You like spin him as you hit him in the arm, and he collapses to the platform, and he's just like, "Oh!"
Does he become besmirched?
No, not here.
He started besmirched, let's be honest.
And I'm going to see if he's broken. He's already prone and everything, but I don't believe it's average, so he's definitely not. He's got a good cool. But he's like, you shot me. I can't believe you shot me right in the arm.
I mean, it's like,
I'm not dead yet.
I got him
just very badly burnt. It all applies so well.
Is it safe to assume he's probably no longer channeling?
I don't believe there's rules to like interrupt that.
Really?
Like screaming ah isn't part of the commanding of the Dar?
Well, because like channeling, you pull the energy into you, right? And then you cast the spell, which he's going to try to do real quick. He has one critical hit, you know, critical wound at the moment. Let's see. He did cast some...
Should be leaking Dar right now.
Oh, he is.
You know.
He's been leaking it for a while.
He's at zero. He's a major NPC, so I'm not going to have him just die at zero.
He's like the slow deflating balloon.
And he looks right at Mina. And let's see. We're going to modify it by 10 because he channeled.
I'm just, while you're, you know, spending all this time looking this up, I'm just going to go ahead and get ready to show you what my roll is.
What did you roll? Yay! Yeah! That's a miscast!
Wow, you just made his night.
I'm so excited! And he cast the spell! Oh, no, I didn't get enough SLs.
I rolled 100 on my...
So I didn't cast the spell. It fizzles out. You see him, like... you realize he tried to cast Screaming Skull right at Mina with that screech.
Without his grimoire?
But, yeah, he has a memory.
I know.
I mean, I think you could actually make the argument that was probably part of the...
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, lucky miscasts. My favorite thing.
Before we get too deep in this, can you actually miscast on a counter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's technically a channeling for you, so.
Yeah, it is a channel.
Okay, roll D100 for me. Roll another 000.
Get ready for spoiled milk.
Dan, look where that one rolled.
How did you do that? I don't know. It landed on the edge of his dice tower.
It's just a flat number.
Yeah.
63.
Okay. Oh, I like this one. This one's not a big deal. Rupture. Your nose, eyes, and ears bleed profusely. Gain a bleeding condition.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
That is the only miscast I have ever seen you do.
They used to happen real bad.
Yeah. It's only one bleeding condition, though. I feel like you've done this before and got like three or five or something.
But I mean, here's the good news. That dude coughed on me, so I'm going to bleed out all my orifice eye at him.
Right. Are you sure you didn't? All right. You're trying to save this guy. You start bleeding everywhere.
Come with me, bitch.
Are you sure you didn't roll 76 to 80?
Unfortunately. Why? What is that?
A game of corruption.
Oh.
Which, of course, I love. But it is Lucky's turn now that you're bleeding.
And I'm going to carry this guy away.
Okay, so you fly back to, like, where you guys came in. If you put him down, he just kind of collapses there, and he's just like, he's, like, freaking out now that you're bleeding all over the place. I'm
wiping my blood off his face a little bit. And then, can I try to heal him up?
Like, make a heal test?
Yeah.
Sure.
Got stuck.
So good at that.
What is it? Oh, heal.
Challenging... heal test.
One success level.
Okay. So you kind of try to patch up like his, you know, superficial wounds, like bruises and
do I get my bonus on this?
No, not
in combat. Okay.
And while you're doing this, you realize you've noticed this kind of sickness before. He has rat fever. Which you know is pretty contagious.
Check the ankles.
Oh, good thing I'm not.
Show me your ankles.
Good thing I don't have any open wounds in all my eyes, nose, and mouths.
Oh my God.
You were just like airlifting this guy out while bleeding over this entire pit.
He's bleeding he just dropped a whole bunch of blood down below.
This way you guys can find me. It's like a cookie just trail. Processing
this whole thing with your hemoglobin.
Webby, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
All right. How much longer until we can go recover this guy, this cult man?
Well, there is a big gap in the platform between you and them where you threw a bomb and exploded it.
No jury would convict me.
No, probably not.
All right. I think it's probably best that Mina does the act of retrieving the perp. Is there any way I can assist Lucky in getting these cages emptied out? Is there like a crank I can look at harshly to make it let down a cage? Anything like that?
You see cranks way up past where you guys came in. If you continue up the curve that way, you see a few up that you could like run up there.
All right, I guess I'll run up there then.
You could make my things stop bleeding. Actually,
New plan. I'll do triage. You go and grab additional people who aren't yet dead, and maybe some who are, depending on, you know, carrying capacity. And I will heal them better than you did when you get back.
I'm also bleeding, though.
Are you? And I'm going to do a heal test and wipe my hand in front of his face without actually touching him.
Are you actually doing a heal test?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 success levels.
Oh, nice.
All right, you're not bleeding anymore.
Oh, great.
Mina.
Just doing some healing and sleight of hand at the same time. Just.
I would like to go and apprehend the perp.
Unfortunately, there is a 10-yard gap in the walkway because the bomb is a 5-yard radius.
I cannot jump. 10 yards?
10 yards.
That's 30 feet.
Yeah.
There's no way to...
That bomb was a big explosion.
Oh, but it's lower, so you know what I mean? You get more time.
Lucky can fly. I do not need to do this.
It's true.
Is there any cages I can help with lowering or opening or...
You could run up to the crank.
I will run up to the crank. Can I bleed on anybody? That is the done thing now, yes?
Unfortunately,
everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Before you say you could run up to the crank to lower the cage down, but the platform where it would be is gone.
Also, it's exploded. It'd be closer for me to go get him without it being lowered.
Yeah, otherwise you have to lower it like all the way down and you're not sure what's down there.
I don't need to find out what's down there.
Wait, why don't you give Mina the flying ring? She can carry more people than you can and you can just unlock at a distance.
I can't unlock at a distance.
Well, if you were less useless, do you think that would work?
I mean, yeah, I think there's a high probability if I was less useless that I would work.
All right. That's so all I wanted to know.
Continue. What if I ride on your back?
I don't know.
Would love to see you try this over a giant.
I think we would both die.
I think you're probably right. No, I am good to sit here and tell everybody they're doing a great job.
All right, everybody make an average perception test.
You assigned yourself the foreman of this pit.
A one.
Well, did you say this is average?
Average.
Two success levels. Thank you.
What kind of test did you say?
Average perception.
Dan, guess how many success levels that is.
An average? Yeah. Seven.
Eight.
Really?
I got four.
Jeez. So you all hear and notice down below, a few like levels below, the pit, you see like some glowy green and you hear the skittering and shouting of Skaven.
I'll get another one ready.
And we'll see what happens in the pit next time.
Incoming!
A different pit. This place seems way worse than that bar.
Is this the place Mammon was describing the whole time?
His name is Mammoth. Respect the dead.
Excuse me, that was my nickname for him. We were friends.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can check out, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.